Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Let's jump in and read a number of your texts. Some folks upset with me for asking about Alpha News. Whether you like it or not, and let me be clear, it's a right-leaning site, okay? And we have left-leaning sites. We have left-leaning sites that are popular. We have right-leaning sites. Do I think Alpha News would have profiled someone who's a Republican and right-leaning that is unflattering to them? No, I don't. Do I think a left-leaning outlet often will portray something that's unfavorable to somebody's left? No. But I will say this. Alpha News has become pretty prominent, Dave, in this town with Liz Collin and a lot of people. And nobody had asked him about that. And I talk often about videos capture moments in time. And it might be a small moment. It might be a moment that doesn't tell the totality of the story. So I felt like it was fair to give him an opportunity to answer that question for the first time and to follow up. But I get how people support Keith, or I don't know if Keith didn't appreciate that. I understand. I'm not trying to play any gotcha questions. I'm not trying to be unfair. I'm trying to ask relevant questions that people are curious about. I'm not trying to be cruel. I'm not trying to be cheap shots. It's a very important position. And I jump in for follow-ups, and I get it. We lose out on getting guests at times because I jump in and try to ask direct questions. And there are others who do the exact same thing, and you might think they do it better, or others who just let individuals answer however they want. But Keith has been in the news so much, and I, by the way, I have witnessed racial and Islamic hate towards him, and it's grotesque. But I've also witnessed fair, legitimate questioning of policy positions. And, man, the video is going to fade away, but the fraud story is enormous. And I don't know how I can do an interview on a day when he's running for re-election and not ask him multiple questions about that. That's just how I feel.
The attacks on fraud are going to be there, as you said, constantly now until the election happens next year. So in a lot of ways, he should be happy he has the opportunity to speak on that, to explain what the office does, what his role is in preventing or prosecuting fraud. And as far as the the not clapping video, you didn't ask him why, Keith, why do you hate the military? You asked him about the video read from the story,
right,
and asked him to Explain. Well, what do you have to say about that? What happened? Can you tell us, give us more context of that situation other than the video? And he was able to share the military experience within his family, his father, his son, things at his office.
I thought it was, if I'm listening to that and I'm a supporter, I thought it was a very good answer.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Talking about things that his office has done for veterans.
And he's going to get that question at some point.
Sure.
I really believe. And again, we are so split in our media coverage now.
And I haven't noticed that.
I appreciate how often he's come on. And he, you know, part of an interview, too, is will individuals allow you to jump in and follow up? Tom Emmer's example has run and hid from this show. That's just a fact. It's a guy I've known since we were 16 and 17. And we just flat out didn't tell me the truth about some dramatic Trump tweet. And when we did 10 minutes of, maybe even 15 minutes of other things, and I just told Tom, you're not telling the truth. It's the biggest story out there. He won't come on. And there are other people who just do their talking points over and over and over again. I think Keith Ellison allows you to ask questions. That doesn't mean I think you should then, oh, I got to vote for him because of it. Kurt Dowd, we just had on yesterday. Okay? Another person who, when he was Speaker of the House, allows you to jump in. Tim Walz used to be that person. Tim Walz, by the way, hasn't been on this show how long? A couple years?
It's been a while.
Right?
Yeah.
And the governor now is going with these super long answers. You know, people have decided they'd rather go and rather go on friendly places. And there was nothing heroic of what I did. And there's plenty of people can do it. But I get when a lot of people see others going on something where they're either borderline softball or they're safe questions where either the individual interviewed might think, wow, I can go somewhere else. Or a supporter might say, like there's somebody saying that was slimy to ask him about that. Somebody was going to ask him. And I'm not saying every question that somebody's going to ask, I'm going to do it. But I guarantee it was going to come up by Republicans. So I felt like, why not ask him in this case? Let's do this. Let's pause. Let's stay with it. Because there's a lot of reaction. 651-461-9226. It's 35 past 2. Dan in for Jason. He'll follow us next.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Chad, why do you feel the need to spend so much time justifying we asked a tough question? Because what is going on in journalism right now in, well, media, right? In this medium, in the cable side, in the podcasting side, it's all brand, brand, brand. It's all, I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat, I'm a conservative, I'm a liberal. And I'm trying to react to a number of these texts, too, who if I ask you to text in and then just act tone deaf to them, including many that are highly critical of me, I think that was insulting. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. And anyway, I'm just trying to be honest, where when you have someone who's running for such an important position who is a part of the fraud story, which, Dave, isn't that the biggest part of our election coming up next year? Don't you think?
In this state, it absolutely has to be.
Yeah, in this state. And so I'm trying to react to, and we're going to read a lot of texts commenting about it, but there's a lot of texts also on unfair, fair. And I wish we would have not just the instant Donald Trump does something, no matter what, you hate it or love it. Trust me, I'll be clear. I'm critical of Donald Trump a lot. That doesn't mean I don't vote for Republicans or don't support Republicans. MAGA, no. I've also been pretty clear about the far left, and that's not my jam either. So, you know, it certainly anybody's opinion is fair, but I'm just trying to answer that one in particular. So the AG doesn't like being judged by a snip of a video. Neither do police officers. I hope he remembers that in the future. I think that's fair. And I think when you have something which is out there, I think it's reasonable to ask. Do I personally think that the attorney general was sitting there, Dave, when he would show up to the event and he wasn't clapping for an extended period of time because veterans were being announced? Hell no, I don't. And when he talks about his father and son, I believe him 100%. But he's judged in a way where sometimes I think it's fair, sometimes it's unfair. He's been out there. He's been political in the other office. He clearly is bumping against Donald Trump on a regular basis. So that's why I debated and decided it was worthy of a conversation. But the video parts are right. I mean, we could catch any of us in a moment. Catch any of us in a moment with our kids. Catch him as a moment at work or in a relationship. And we could look pretty bad. Now, is that a complete reflection of the totality of how we are? With some, maybe yes. With others, no. And so without just repeating myself so much, I felt it was worthy of giving him an opportunity to answer something which is gaining quite a bit of traction with folks who never were going to vote for him in the first place, but who are going to be a part of this conversation.
Most of us wouldn't get the opportunity to respond if we go viral for a moment we are maybe not proud of or is just taken out of context. It's a snapshot in time, as you say, and has no reflection on our beliefs or our, you know, sensibilities 99.999% of our lives.
More text. I found it upsetting that Keith Ellis and others haven't recognized how lax the Minnesota government has been and asking for accountability prior to giving away huge sums of money. How is no one seems to be visibly checking with these organizations that is asking for millions of dollars? Why haven't they randomly checked these companies? I'm formerly Republican, now independent, thanks to Trump. The feds are involved in a lot of this, right? But I can't fault a soul. I really can't. When it's so pervasive in our state, and right now the data shows over the last few years that we've had more of this type of fraud than any other state. And I don't fault the soul for sitting there saying, now, wait a second. Should the chief executive officer and the attorney general, could they have done more in setting up a system? And Keith talked about where he was trying to get a bill passed. Republicans might say that should have been put in place sooner, considering both of these individuals have been in office for eight some years. Let me keep going. Sadly, we need a house clean in Minnesota. Hopefully, it won't come back. I'll be all Republican. Now, the question is, will the Republicans put up enough people, Dave, who legitimately can win? Jim Schultz could, obviously. If he loses by 0.9%, he legitimately had a chance to win.
Absolutely.
Amy Klobuchar crushed Royce Witt in the last election. It was closer than her other races. That would be what White wants to say. I would think it's more tied to how divided the country is. Scott Jensen lost by, what, 7 points? That's a decisive victory for Tim Walz. So will Republicans run enough individuals who will not be betraying the energy in their party, which is MAGA, but in a state where it's more blue than purple, and certainly more blue than red, if you just look by the fact we haven't had a Republican at a statewide level win in 20 years, how do they walk that fine line?
It's a very tricky spot to be if you're a Republican, and you want, clearly, with the Senate race, we can see that it's very tricky because nobody other than Royce White wants to jump into that one.
Yeah.
And it's not like they're going up against, you know, Amy Klobuchar as the incumbent. It's going to be an open seat.
Yeah. And listen, Pawlenty made news with us first. It would have been nice if the Star Tribune, when they reported that later, would have acknowledged it was first, but the Tribune has a pattern there. It's clear Pawlenty still's got a little bit of juice politically in him, right? I hope it doesn't happen because he's such a damn good guest on our show. So I don't want to lose him that purposes. But they've had a lot of people meet him face-to-face, fly in, because the National Republicans look at the race and say, we can win it, and they look at who's in there and say, we can't win it. You don't have to agree with me. It's just pretty clear. And Pawlenty said it first here. I can't win the endorsement, and I'm highly doubtful I can win the primary.
That's the thing.
If he can't win the primary, what's the point?
Of all those high-level Republicans that came in here and said, hey, come on, Tim, what do you say? Jump in. Did they look at the state?
Yeah.
Did they look at what happened when he tried to become governor again?
Yeah. Jeff Johnson beat him. And you might say it's a small number, because it was, but guess what? Royce White in 24 won the endorsement, and then he won the primary.
Small numbers decide the endorsements in the primary.
He jumped in. Others, let's just be honest, they were afraid of running against Klobuchar, right? And he's in the mix. Do I honestly think he could win this race? I don't. I've been wrong before in politics. Maybe I will be. But that's a part of the competitiveness. Let's see. You asked the AG twice now about a higher level government positional accountability on all this fraud, no repercussions at the level. And yet Keith keeps dancing around the answer. I wish you'd not let him do this. I think I asked him three times. And we push back off, you know. You can only do it so many times, and then you have to accept what took place there. Let's see. Keith Ellison represents the people of Minnesota who want equal justice for all Minnesotans, regardless of race, gender, political party, or wealth status. But he also represents Minnesotans specifically believe in compassion, decency, and adherence to the Constitution of USA and Minnesota. He loses some support from Minnesotans who do not believe in compassion, decency, and adherence to the Constitution of USA and Minnesota. I'm not saying everybody who votes against Keith hates the Constitution and they don't have empathy. That's a pretty broad-based, insulting generalization. Do I think Donald?
Why don't you say it then?
I read the text. I read the text. Do I think Donald Trump believes in the Constitution? Mm-mm.
The parts that benefit him.
That's it. I mean, there are more and more. Watch 60 Minutes, where they're just openly defying federal courts. They are. Do I think most Republican officials in this state adhere to the Constitution? Yes, I do. I think the ones who support Trump when he's completely violating not just norms and laws. They should be embarrassed. They justify it by keeping their damn jobs. And I think a high percentage of them would say this off the record, and it's not a small number who said this to me. I want to keep my job. I want to keep my job. So, yeah, there are people who absolutely support Ellison and believe that, but to say everybody who doesn't have decency, doesn't have a compassion, and doesn't care about the Constitution, that's way, way too far for me. It's 50 past 2. We'll get a little preview of Dan's show. We're hearing that Jason just exploded in Greece.
It's a tough break.
But we're also hearing that Alyssa's already found a new guy.
I can't imagine why it would have taken her long.
And the kids have moved on.
I think the kids have moved on before.
Yeah.
That's why they went to the coasts for college.
He declared him, as far away as possible. One went to New York, one went to he declared himself a Greek god right at the Parthenon. And then also he just disintegrated right there.
Blaming it on too much Euro meat. I don't know if I buy that.
Ooh, yeah. I can do that pork commercial. I was just at JH and Sons. They're great. I'll miss them. I mean, we can now get to fill the 2:30 segment.
That can be done.
Yeah, we can.
Not hard.
Yeah.
Anybody want it out there?
Yeah, come on. Come on down.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.